Greetings and salutations from beautiful Niagara. It's Charlene from Bulletproof Consulting here. It's the last weekend in March. Can you feel it? Spring is here. The winter's almost gone. Yippee! I lost my furnace this week. That was fun. I feel I can really talk about the total customer experience in the HVAC industry. I'll save that for a future newsletter. This week, we're going to talk about, do you hire well? I found an interesting hack some of you may be interested in. It's kind of cool. I got something to share with you right now. Years ago, I learned that just because I may know a little bit about a whole lot of things, such a feat in no way makes me a master of any one thing. Others more gifted with a specific level of deeper expertise should always be curated and, more importantly, heeded. Even though I don't like taking that advice, I always should listen to it. Because that is how any one of us can guarantee a more successful personal journey. And now that Jim is firmly focused on his own retirement, it's the perfect time for me to share what's coming up very shortly. I think a drum roll would be in order, although I don't have a drum set. I will be introducing you to parts of my extended circle of international experts. I'm absolutely thrilled to announce that certain generous factions of my brilliant friends and colleagues have agreed to share their knowledge with you in the coming months. So brace yourself, because on a scale of 0 to 10, your reading and listening pleasure will shortly rocket to a level of 12. First, let's finish March with one last wickedly simple system hack. Everyone complains about a lack of employee engagement. Yet, you know what? I've never met an incompetent person. Ever. Sure, I have met angry people, disillusioned people, frustrated people, and even people in the wrong jobs. But never has anyone ever been incompetent, lacked talent, started the day plotting how to screw everyone, and nor did they not want to even try to give it their best shot. And to be clear, I have led teams of 3 people to 800 people, from a tiny office to across 3 continents, both in person and virtually. And every single person was ordinary, delivering extraordinary results. So forgive me when I say I'm very amused these days by the massive amount of hand-wringing and the high level of frustration that exists today over the sheer lack of talent, the unwillingness to work, and the demotivation that seems to be in abundance. And I say that I'm amused because, frankly, these are not new problems. And I say this as a volunteer career advisor on LinkedIn, a mentor on a board panel, and a keen observer of all things business and leadership. Plus, I also happen to be a people person who is incredibly nosy. I fearlessly ask anyone, regardless of their age, what keeps them awake at night. And the top 3 concerns I see and hear everywhere are how to hire better, how to engage and motivate, and how to pivot faster and smarter. The thing that is new today is the speed at which our collective angst is spread and carried. There is no person today over the age of 40 who can honestly say that when we were young and green, we too weren't labeled as borderline talentless or lacked that hard work gene or were classified on our worst days as a maybe. There is something that is new today, tools that can help us hire smarter and better. And that's what I'm excited to share with you. You already know that smart companies have wickedly simple processes. And one process that has lagged dramatically in our fast-changing world is the selection and hiring of the right person for the job. The human resource folks have become bogged down in compliance issues like don't say or do that. It's against policy for us to get into this or that and keep language and behavior at this or that level. The recruitment business has tried and too often failed to be a partner with so many companies. And how on earth can one person or a small team objectively review the thousands of resumes for one single job post effectively and efficiently? And oh, by the way, not discriminate against gender, race, education, and all other biases that apparently one is supposed to know, but frankly could very well not have any blasted idea about. Enter Vervo.com. It's a piece of software that will give you a wickedly simple process for putting every single candidate on the exact same bias-free platform, rank the candidates on their performance to a number of tests or criteria that you set that are crucial to the position, and then present you with every candidate ranked by their test score. You are now 100% assured that you are interviewing the top candidates who applied. You also get some necessary help in interviewing questions if you like, and for an additional fee can access their key cognitive abilities to determine the personality qualifications you're getting to ensure there are perfect matches and synergies with your existing team members. But here's the best parts. Number one, you are 100% assured you are interviewing the top candidates who applied with all biases removed. Number two, you lower your total employee turnover costs and save yourself buckets of money in the long term because you found the best person for the job. Number three, you shorten the total time involved in the interview process and have greater confidence in your ultimate choice. Number four, you refocus your HR efforts from those dastardly compliance issues to real bottom line improvement issues. Number five, you get help in gleaning the best out of the whole interviewing and hiring process. And number six, in short, your chances for hiring the best candidate improve exponentially. And that kind of investment pays off to your bottom line almost immediately. The only caveat I will give you is Vervo.com recently had a significant cash investment from a venture capital company. So while the founder is still overwhelmed at this new leap to success, all the personnel are trying to move at the speed of light. So there might be a hiccup or two in getting you fully implemented. However, based on the demonstration that I saw and the correspondence I've had with the company personnel, their heads are all in the right space. Give them a chance. I get nothing for recommending them. I just think it's a really cool product, and it stood my goodwill housekeeping seal of approval. Wickedly simple processes are just one piece of the trifecta that all successful companies must have in order to thrive and survive the next decade. And we all know that business is personal. The foundation of all businesses is their people. Vervo.com is one wickedly simple process that will help you get the best people in your business. It's kind of two birds, one stone. Sort of a bullseye shot, isn't it? The parting thought for this newsletter is, I'm convinced that nothing we do is more important than hiring and developing people. At the end of the day, you bet on people, not on strategies. No, I didn't come up with that quote. I wish I did. That quote comes to you from a gent called Lawrence Bozzetti. If you get a chance, if you didn't see the March Random Act of Business Kindness, there's a little link at the bottom of the newsletter. That link will take you to the March Random Act of Business Kindness, as well as the January and February. Have an absolutely fabulous April. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. To your success.